I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Priorities for 2021 start us off today. We'll learn which mission fields top the list and why. And then later, COVID-19 vaccines may play a role in mission trips to China. We'll explain that in detail in a few moments. But today, we're celebrating the first broadcast of 2021. It's a brand new year with brand new possibilities. But that doesn't mean the challenges and lessons of 2020 get thrown by the wayside. We're not out of the woods of COVID-19 yet, and more than ever, the world needs the church to be the church. We spoke with Andrew Scott, who's president and CEO of Operation Mobilization, about what Christians need to remember and do differently going into 2021.
As we think of a new year and we think of the reality that the number of unreached in the world are growing by 60,000 every day, I've felt for some time that major change needs to happen in how we do what we do. I think COVID has accelerated those changes. It didn't bring new weaknesses or create new weaknesses, exposed older weaknesses.
Ultimately, 2020 taught us that stuff and status just don't last. True joy is found in Jesus, and there are still people who don't know him.
Are we willing to put everything on the table and say, God, we are willing to change structures, we are willing to change models, methods, systems, whatever it is, we are willing to change them if it will see a greater movement of Jesus followers to these places, resulting in a greater number of people hearing and seeing the gospel lived out.
Ask God, what is he calling you to do this year for his kingdom?
If there's leaders listening, people with influence listening, we need to put everything on the table and say, we can't keep doing what we've always done because we're falling behind. We need to be willing to lay these things on the table and think through new ways of going to live in these parts of the world.
Next, with so many Bible translations underway and others still needed, Wycliffe Associates relies on local churches to facilitate projects. Tabitha Price of Wycliffe Associates explains.
So Wycliffe Associates has helped to launch and has in progress right now 777 projects. And we are working specifically with the partners of each of those projects to help them accelerate the project and to really own it so that they can take it to the next group. We have trained church leaders in various countries who are able to now take that training to the next country.
Most of the time, believers undertake these translation projects. However, there have been cases when spouses or other curious community members attend workshops and come to Christ. Sometimes, these instances have the additional blessing of creating support for the translation projects in that particular community. These local believers have been able to continue some of the translation during the pandemic, but it hasn't been easy. Please be praying for Wycliffe Associates and their translators.
A huge prayer request is that God would just bring an end to the pandemic and allow our teams to be able to go across borders again so that there can be that partnership, there can be that face-to-face training that is really helps accelerate what's going on in the field.
And the U.S., Canada, and the European Union have all begun mass vaccination efforts against COVID-19. Eric Berkland of China Partners says ministry workers planning to travel in 2021 will have to think about getting vaccinated.
U.S. travelers or international travelers who are going to mainland China will most likely have to prove to the government there that you've been vaccinated. And that's when you receive a visa. Like my visa right now is a 10-year visa that is invalid now. And so I have to reapply for my tourist visa.
China Partner hopes to send a team to China before the summer and again in the fall, connecting with local pastors there. But Brooklyn says they'll continue communicating with partners in China as COVID-19 and bad U.S.-China relations may make these trips difficult.
We are not concerned, let's put it this way, quite frankly, about the future, even the future direction politically. We just understand that God has all that in his hands and he holds it in his hands and he's in control. So I would just encourage your listeners to, number one, not be overly concerned. Yes, I mean, things are somewhat tense right now, but Jesus promised that he will build his church and he will continue to do so.
Pray the Chinese church will continue its rapid growth in 2021. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. And on behalf of the MNN team, Chris Ruge, Dodd Morris, Katie Harth, Kevin Zeller, Morgan Hainem, Lindsay Coe, Anna Deckert, and Rachel Pfeiffer, we want to wish you a time of rest, peace, and joy today. Happy New Year. I'm Ruth Kramer.